Welcome back to our middle school podcast, and thank you for joining us again. And this is a great week in middle school at Villa. In fact, for all Villanova students, it's a fantastic week. Not only is it our mission week, but it is also on Friday we're celebrating the Feast of St. Augustine. And joining me for this podcast is Father Seldy. Welcome, Father Seldy.
Hi, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We've had plenty of guests on the podcast, but I think this is your first one.
Oh, it's an honour to be here.
Yeah, well, no, the honour is all ours. And as I said, it's a really important and exciting week for the college for two reasons. But let's talk about Mission Week. Now, I went to school and at Villa, and it used to be called Aid Day. Oh. And then I think it went to Aid Week, and then it went back to Aid Day. Mm. Now it's called, was Mission Day, and now it's Mission Week. And it's evolved over time. Mm. Do you want to tell us what Mission Week means to you?
Mission Week is where we highlight the mission works of the kids, where the kids will think about charity and other values of generosity and solidarity, all the more. Mm. Solidarity will we think of other people. You know? Because the boys in the ministry in Venice, in AFAS, in YAM, and in, what else do we have? The other ministries that's help people,
yeah.
Other people outside the Villa community.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're empowering them to not so much think about how they are satisfied with their life here, but think of the other people who are doing tough times. Mm-hmm. And doesn't have to be international communities. Mm-hmm. They have to think closer. Mm-hmm. Like the Romero Center is where, mm-hmm. at Dalton Park, mm-hmm. the year 8s went there and see for themselves what's happening here from the people who work there. Mm-hmm. And then come next week, I think the Viennese ministry are going to bring another group of kids going to the West End area, mm-hmm. where they see other communities doing service, daily service for the people who are experiencing homelessness. Mm-hmm. So proceeds of this week's collection will really go to help people.
Yeah. I remember. And it's all about, for the boys, making connections. You know, like I remember mission or a day, and we ate rice for a week. I think there was a big rice thing, and all the sort of group of us who were in year 11 and 12, we just ate rice for the week, and we had a really simple diet, and we did sleep out one night in the quadrangle in the cold, and you remember those as a kid. You really remember those things, and you don't remember everything about school, but you do remember those meaningful moments. And this week, I think, is about trying to create those meaningful moments for our boys, and then hoping that projects onto, you know, their desire to serve and to help others. One of the themes of the week is about supporting AFAS and the wonderful work that they do. We've got a great installation happening around the campus with a big jeepney and a canoe and a stall. You and I, for different ways, know the impact that AFAS has for the communities in the Philippines. Can you tell us a little bit about the impact that you've seen that Villa's work in AFAS has had in?
So these are like two cultures meeting and finding the commonality with each other. It's like students go to the Philippines every other year, and now we also have the other year for the elders, the old boys go there for an island and do some immersion program. Well, it's really like Australians seeing a different culture, a different way of living, a different people who have the same hopes, you know, to get out of poverty, to do a lot of things in sacrifices for their family. And for us Filipinos, I'm from the same island in Cebu, for us to see Australians coming over, it's also something that will tell us that, hey, we're not that different from the students coming from the first world country. Mm. We have the same struggles, we still have the same family issues, but it's a matter of really seeing each other as fellow brothers and sisters, and friendship could also enhance that, mm. get enhanced. Mm. Yeah, and I remember when I was year 9, I did see that. I was year 9 back in the 90s, and I did see the Australians went to my school.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm passionate about AFAS here in Villa.
Yeah.
Because I know how big the help it gave me when I was still in my high school.
Mm-hmm.
It brought me to a new reality where I can enjoy the computer laboratory.
Yeah.
Because the AFAS did support us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went to the Philippines, as you know, in the 90s as a senior student. And I've been an incredible advocate for the exchange because I think to give our students that experience of a different culture,
yeah.
Is incredibly important.
Mm.
But this exchange, as you said, you find people whose values align and hopes and dreams align, and the Augustinian communities in the Philippines are incredibly welcoming. Mm. And don't you agree? I mean, they're just...
Yeah, they are.
And we found such a friendship with them. And it's hard because not every kid gets to go on the exchange. So I guess for all the boys who don't get to go on the exchange... What's the important work of AFAS? So when the boys buy a show bag, and they get something in return, they get a bag of lollies and drink bottle, whatever it is. It's not about the receiving.
It's always about the giving.
It's always about the giving, and it's about making connection with giving. Mm. Yeah. In this case, so this week's designed to make a connection with.
Mm.
The giving for the boys.
The AFAS ministry has been in the school for almost 30 years mm-hmm. already, and we've been sponsoring scholars.
Yes.
And they change lives, not just one life, change the family in the Philippines. Very underprivileged parents working as a trike driver or a jeepney driver mm-hmm. or a fisherman,
mm-hmm.
and that's why. In our Filipino World Expo, mm. we have a glimpse, just a glimpse mm. of the canoe and made it into a fishing boat.
Yeah.
The water pump there, to where they get the water from the underground. Also the jeepney, because, you know, the jeepney is a public transport. It's mm. really different from here in Australia than in the Philippines.
Mm.
You can fill in 30 people in medium-sized
yes.
jeepney. Like, people are just squeeze.
Yeah.
I know you've been there.
I remember.
And these are for boys to say, oh, where is this coming from?
Mm.
And what's the real one? And perhaps maybe in the next 2 years, when everything will be normal and we will organize through Mr. Tony Highmarsh,
mm.
The coordinator of AFAS, that he will plan things to safely go to the Philippines
again.
We'll get more excitement from the boys.
Yeah.
That's it. I want to experience the real thing.
Yeah.
And somehow they come back here a changed person, not an immediacy,
mm.
but at least something in them
mm.
that,
I agree.
That changes. Yeah. I mean, you yourself.
Yeah. 100%. Couldn't agree more. This Friday is St. Augustine's Day. We celebrate, which is a great day for you guys in the order. Celebrating your feast day. And it's a great day for us as a college as well. The middle school are going to spread out in the hall and celebrate Mass, which is the ritual. We don't get to do it as a whole school this year. We've got it in our sub schools. But it's a great opportunity for the middle school to come together and celebrate the Eucharist together.
Mm.
Do you want to give us a heads up on what are the themes that we're going to here on Friday during the Masses?
We'll try to connect the whole campus community into the vibe where we also have the Red Candle Week.
Yes.
And where we light the candle and pray as a family together. We also do that in the Brotherhood
mm-hmm.
to get in solidarity with everyone in the school.
Yeah.
We also pray, the youngest will pray, and the eldest will explain that with all the privileges, with all the gifts that we have, to be grateful in our table. Mm. Let's think of those who have none in countries like Philippines.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the theme in the Mass. We're in, we'll tell the boys to love, you know, looking after the good of the other people.
Yep.
That's love.
Yep.
And it's a love that not just limited to your direct family, direct community, or just here in Australia, but it expands to the rest of human people who you meet.
And incredibly relevant in a year that's very different for the global community.
Oh, yes,
that was incredibly connected in January, and by March, April, where the global community is not as connected as it used to be. And even small communities like ours, it's hard to make those connections. So the theme of, you know, of love, I think it's probably...
Yeah, that's more than a virus to connect us together.
Correct, yeah.
That's a life-giving thing.
Yep.
And the virus could be somewhere there to help us open our eyes in many ways, many ways.
Yeah.
Not just the religious, not just those who knows about God, but everyone.
Yeah. Sally, thank you for the work that you
Welcome
do around the place. I know you've come straight from saying goodbye to the boys in the afternoon. You love standing out there and you can't shake hands anymore.
It's tough.
Elbow bumping on your way up. But thank you for the work that you do around this campus and the spirit you bring to it. You've just gone through all of our middle school masses, year-level masses or half-year-level masses, and I think they've been really great occasions where boys can, in a more intimate setting, connect with the Word of God and engage, and it's been great to have you part of it. So, and thank you for being part of the podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Happy Patrons Day to everyone. Happy St. Augustine's Day.
Excellent. Same to you, Sally. Thanks a lot. Bye for now. Yeah.